BBC News with Gaynor Howells. The United Nations says an estimated 1.5 million people in Syria are in need of food aid. The announcement by the UN Humanitarian Affairs Office came as the UN Humanitarian Envoy, Valerie Amos, said not enough aid was reaching Syrians in need. Imogen Fuchs reports from Geneva.
The United Nations wants Syria to allow in aid as a matter of urgency. A meeting of UN agencies in Geneva has drafted a 90-day humanitarian plan with food and other supplies for 1.5 million people. But the figure is just an estimate. The UN has been unable to enter Syria since the conflict began. Now a handful of UN aid workers will be allowed in to make a preliminary assessment. From there, they hope to begin the relief operation. But it all depends on Damascus agreeing.
Thousands of Libyans have staged a rally in Tripoli to denounce moves by leaders in the east to create a semi-autonomous territory. Demonstrators chanted slogans demanding unity and in a show of disdain used their shoes to hit photographs of Ahmed Zubair al-Sanusi, the head of the regional council seeking a split. Gabriel Gatehouse was at the demonstration.
Well, there must be several thousand people here in Martyrs Square. And their slogans make it all perfectly clear. Libya united, no, no to federalism, they're chanting. The declaration earlier this week of a semi-autonomous state in the east, in Cyrenaica, is really exciting the passions here. And not just here, there are demonstrations taking place in cities across the country.
The Greek finance minister, Evangelos Venizelos, has said the participation of Greece's private sector creditors in the country's multi-billion euro bond swap exceeded all expectations. Under the deal, more than 100 billion euros of Greece's debt would be written off. The eurozone finance ministers announced that Greece had met the conditions to receive around $47 billion. The Italian Foreign Minister Giulio Terzi has demanded from Britain an urgent explanation about a failed rescue mission in Nigeria, in which a kidnapped British engineer and his Italian colleague were killed. Alan Johnson reports from Italy.
Britain argues that events were just moving too fast as the hostage drama reached a climax. It says it wasn't practical to consult the Italians before sending in the troops. But Italy's foreign minister, Giulio Terzi, seemed unimpressed with that line. He's continued to demand what he called utmost clarity from Britain with regard to what happened. But at the same time, the Italian news agency has reported sources in the Prime Minister's office here as saying that Italy doesn't want to escalate this dispute.
World News from the BBC. Israeli airstrikes in Gaza have killed four Palestinians, two of them senior members of the Popular Resistance Committees, a local militant organization. The BBC Jerusalem correspondent says the main target of the first attack against a car traveling west of Gaza City was Soher Al-Kazi, the new leader of the group. A passenger in the car also died. Mr. Al-Kazi's predecessor was killed last August in a similar strike. The government in Pakistan has issued an order banning the country's largest Islamic extremist group for what it calls its involvement in terrorist activities. Al-Sunnah wal Jama'at's activities have been convicted of killing hundreds of members of the Shia community and other minorities across Pakistan, as well as attacking security installations and foreign embassies. The latest job figures from the United States show that nearly a quarter of a million jobs were created last month. The BBC's economics correspondent says it's relatively good news for President Obama, with the election focusing on the economy. Mr. Obama welcomed the news.
More companies are bringing jobs back and investing in America. And manufacturing is adding jobs for the first time since the 1990s.
However, the unemployment rate, which is based on a different survey, remained unchanged at 8.3%. Documents released in Japan show that the government knew within hours of last year's tsunami that there was a risk of a meltdown at the Fukushima nuclear power plant, but kept the knowledge secret. Unofficial minutes, just published from a crisis meeting on the day of the tsunami, show that an official warned ministers of the threat posed by the failure of cooling systems at the plant. In athletics, the Ukrainian athlete Natalia Dobrinska has become the first woman to break the 5,000 points mark in the pentathlon. She set a new world record of 5,013 points at the World Indoor Championships in Istanbul. BBC News.